Soccer fans in the United States can watch World Cup action either on Univision's Spanish language broadcasts or ESPN's English language coverage. ABC also is broadcasting some games on tape delay and will televise the World Cup final live on June 30th. But for dedicated fans, the choice comes down to ESPN or Univision. The two networks are taking very different approaches to covering the world's most popular sporting event. Kevan Antonio Hadari reports from Seoul.
Even though the World Cup is broadcast in the middle of the night, the tournament has been a surprise success with viewers in the United States. General viewership in the U.S. has increased about 25% from the last World Cup in France. In Seoul, South Korea, the ESPN and Univision offices in the International Broadcast Center are just around the corner from each other, but they are cultures apart. Univision has built a studio in South Korea and flown more than 100 of its employees to the World Cup, while ESPN has two announcers in Asia. At the ESPN Broadcast Center in Seoul, technicians and crew in Korea monitor the TV signal in relative quiet.
Did you see the Zidane shot?
Producer Amy Rosenfeld says her network strategy is simply different from Univision's approach.
It's our responsibility to instruct without being condescending or talked down to a passionate soccer fan base. Those are things that the Univision doesn't necessarily have to deal with. They have the passionate soccer fan. We have a broad strokes audience that we have to cater to.
A few yards down a corridor, a few decibels louder, the Univision employees gather around a monitor to watch a game. When Costa Rica, one of the Latin American teams, loses, Fernando Fiore, the studio host for the network's coverage, stomps off and curses the referee. He composes himself and then goes back in to do the post-game show.
The networks in English, they don't respect soccer. They just, you know, take it as a one more event and just go with the coverage, and they don't put so much passion like we do.
What Univision viewers get is enthusiasm for the game that can't be ignored, like this goal call from the recent match between the U.S. and Mexico. The spirit of the Univision production is even attracting viewers who don't speak Spanish. According to Nielsen, through last weekend, more viewers tuned into Univision's World Cup coverage than ESPN. But audience has been building at ESPN due to the American team's surprising run to the quarterfinals.
We at ESPN and ABC went through this very thing in 99 with the Women's World Cup, where in the beginning, you know, it was sort of another soccer match. By the end, it was an event.
Univision paid $150 million for Spanish language rights for this World Cup and the next one in 2006. It's a big investment, but Univision's potential audience keeps growing. There are 35 million Hispanics in the U.S., and many of them follow soccer. Univision Sports President David Downs says that's why there has been a World Cup blitz on the company's three networks.
All of our programs throughout the day feature some aspect of the World Cup. It's almost hard to turn on Univision during the day and not recognize that Univision and the World Cup are intertwined.
World Cup sponsors like Budweiser and Hyundai have chosen to advertise on both networks. And as long as the soccer buzz continues and blue chip advertisers climb on board, both networks feel they are winning at the World Cup. For NPR News, I'm Kevan Antonio Hadari in Seoul.